So I went to a happy hour with some pals a couple of nights ago, and we're catching up. And some of these people, honestly, I've not seen in 15 years. There were a couple of them there that I used to work with here at the radio station 12, 15 years ago. So we're catching up on a bunch of stuff. And as usual, you know, stories. You know how it is with a happy hour, like 10 or 12 people, right? Stories start making their way around the table. And pretty soon, something came up about being written up at work, which is always an interesting... The way they say that is funny to me. You've been written up, which can only mean you did something wrong.
Right. You're naughty.
Right. You're naughty, so you're having to be written up. I have a permanent file here that obviously goes back...
Decades.
22 years, but I don't know that I have anything in my personal file.
It's time.
I don't know that I've ever been... written up. Emily's only been here a couple of years and she's already been written up like three times.
You know, it's so stupid though. You're feisty. It's worth talking about.
You are feisty around
here. You get written up and I don't, and that's fine. I don't think Jeremy has either.
No.
So listen to this story. So the reason it came up is because one of the women in our group allegedly got written up. Are you want to know what she did wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Wet hair.
Hers or somebody else's?
Hers.
Okay.
She came to work with wet hair. And I guess in her defense, she's like, you know how blow dryers will just go out sometimes? Yeah, they just stop working, right? They overheat and all that other stuff. And she says it didn't. She was running late, no blow dryer. She's like, screw it. I'll just let it dry naturally. It's not like it was sopping wet, but it was wet.
Seems excessive. Is she like in a really professional work environment?
Yes, she works in a legal office.
Okay,
she's not like a lifeguard. She can't get away with it.
Right, yeah. She works in a law office.
Okay, then okay.
I know.
Kind of see it.
But what's okay?
That's a professional environment.
But she made it to work on time. So I don't know which.
Right.
You know, rather than going to Walgreens, buying a new blow dryer. She just got there and she figured somehow at work it'd either dry or somebody might have a little.
After she got to work, it probably only took maybe 15, 20 minutes max for it to get fully dry. That is no biggie.
Well, I guess she got written up as soon as she came in. They were like, we need to see you. That's not a professional look.
We have clients coming in, maybe.
I know her pretty well, and what I didn't want to say was there might be a couple other things. This might just be the tip of the iceberg. This is the straw,
you
if
difficult?
You will. Yeah, and I just wondered if she was maybe that employee who they just were waiting for something like this. Mm-hmm.
You know, that reminds me. I have a friend. She got written up for wearing jeggings. Because these jeggings, you know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh, sure do.
A lot of them, like you can go to Target and buy a pair and they look like jeans and they have like pockets and everything,
yep.
But they're this stretch material. And at their work, they're allowed to wear leggings. They're just not allowed to wear denim. And so she got written up for wearing denim. Printed jeggings.
Oh, come on.
It wasn't even denim. They
they look like jeans. So that's funny though.
I know. Like, what are you, like, really?
And Melissa's on the line. The first one we heard about was for having wet hair. And Melissa, you said yours is about hair too, but a different kind. Is that right?
That is correct. A completely different kind of dry hair. It's dog hair.
You were written up because of dog hair.
Was it on your person?
Yes, it was on my person. They called me into the office and they said they had some concerns about my apparel and being professional looking. And I have a chow mix. So he's got a ton of fur. And apparently one day after a weekend where he was in my car a lot, I went into work and I apparently was just kind of pretty hairy. And boss man did not like it. Management was not pleased. And so, I got a...
You need one of those sticky rollers. You need one of those rollers.
You got a note in your file because of chow hair.
Mm-hmm. You're like, hey, Sasquatch, I'm writing you up.
You got written up, but your couch probably got fired.
Yes, and I gave the dog the pink slip as well.
Gave him the boot.
I'm kidding.
We kid about the dogs. Melissa, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Jen wrote in. She goes, my husband was written up for doing a football pool for the Super Bowl. The owner is against gambling and hit the roof when he found out that his employees were, quote, sinning.
Oh, on company time.
That's American.
Written up for a pool. Here's Carrie. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
We're all great. What do you got for us?
Well, I am an operating room nurse, and I worked on the heart team at a hospital here in Denver. And the heart team, we just have a limited number of nurses that could be on that team that had that skill set. So we did two hearts that day, and when you scrub in to do a heart, you're typically standing there for like 4 to 6 hours per case, and you can't leave or get up to take a break or anything. You're just standing there. So we had completed two cases and got home about 8:30 that night, and then got called back a couple hours later saying that we had to come back in for a heart transplant that they were expecting. So we were up, we go in and we get ready, and we're waiting and waiting, and things got delayed with the flight for the heart to get here and everything, and there was no food, and the cafeteria was closed, and we were just starving. So they bring free donuts into the doctor's lounge every morning around 5 o'clock. And so we're kind of at that giddy point where we're just kind of sticky and laughing and, just exhausted. And so we go into the lounge, and we each take a donut. And the surgeon that called us in went up to administration and turned us in for eating a donut.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute. So why were you not allowed to have the donut?
Because they were only for the doctors.
But
are you kidding me?
What WTF?
Say, fine, transplant this heart on your own, doc.
Well, it's good to know that they're operating on you when they're giddy and shaky and,
right, your blood
and tired. And tired. Now, what hospital do you work at?
No.
This was a long time ago before they had rules for how many hours you could work and be on call within the 24 hours.
I would think so.
Yeah, hope.
You know what? I'm going to start a new nonprofit foundation that raises money to provide food for the operating room nurses.
Use some granola bars or something.
Are you on board with that, Karen?
DFN.
Some Tic Tacs.
I don't want you guys falling over while you're transplanting my heart. God, that's insane.
No, we would have never been in that bad of shape to not take care of our patients.
I'm intrigued by you working in heart transplant. Do you still do that?
No, not anymore. I'm in management now. So.
Oh, okay.
So you're doing the right
thing. She's the one writing other people up now.
No, I've never written anybody else up for eating a donut.
Was the donut good?
I don't even remember. It was probably bad.
It was probably stale, too. Yeah. You got written up for a stale donut.
15 hours old. Carrie, have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening.
You too.
Appreciate it. Here's a note from Maria. Said, I got in trouble at work for bringing homemade baked goods. Speaking of donuts. She goes, I got written up in trouble for bringing homemade baked goods. I was written up because it was against company policy due to allergies.
Oh, that's weird.
What a world.
Here's you bring cupcakes to your coworkers and you get written
up. I'm allergic to sprinkles.
God, everybody here would be written up.
Here's another company policy one. Jason just texted me here on Facebook. He said that he got written up for serving an entire can of Pepsi to a passenger when he was a flight attendant because it was against airline policy to serve the entire can.
Right. You get those little plastic cups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your $600 ticket only includes half a can.
That's right. So a full can of Pepsi, you're out, buddy.
Here comes Kelsey. Good morning, Kelsey.
Hi.
Why were you written up?
I was written up for the wrong color of nail polish that I was wearing.
What?
I worked at Disney World for a little while, and I came to work with like kind of like a flesh-colored nail polish on, and they did not want us to wear flesh-colored or anything. They wanted us to just wear clear.
I have read so many little stories and rumors about the crazy, insane, requirements.
Policies?
Yeah, like dress code at Disney World, and this is just
how much flair you have to have on the flesh colored nail polish would kind of freak me out. I think
it would look like you have no nails.
You have no nails, Lieutenant Dan. You have no nails.
You're scaring those little kids there at Disney.
That was your goal, wasn't it, Kelsey? Whoa. Just to scare as many people as possible. Right.
Listen to your mother or your nails will fall off.
I got to know, what was your job at Disney World? What'd you do there?
I worked at the Nemo and Friends ride and the Turtle Talk with Crush show.
You sound so excited about that.
Little dude! dude.
Yeah. So I hosted the show and I made sure that everybody was like in their shell.
You hosted a show with flesh colored nail polish on?
They were distracted. They couldn't
you
even concentrate.
Sinner. Don't even tell me about what kind of chapstick you were wearing.
Oh.
I know. They wouldn't let me wear I don't wear dark makeup, but they wouldn't let me wear a specific, type of eyeliner. Like if it looked too crazy.
You know, I could see you coming to work dressed all goth and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what up, Nemo?
I'm more preppy than anything, but if I had even a wing of my eyeliner on, they'd freak out.
Oh, hell.
Oh, poor Kelsey. Listen, I hope things are better for you today.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you. Thanks for listening to the show.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Have fun. Chris, you ever been written? You're such a straight arrow. You've never been written up or anything.
Nope.
Unless you
never.
Were caught making out in the mailroom or something.
They didn't catch me.